This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
And we're all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Herman's with us in Nevada, and Herman was talking about there is a chicken feed scandal, allegedly, as reported on many news sources, one of them being USA News, and they're saying... Headlines, quote, Tractor Supply chicken feed scandal rocks poultry industry. It goes on to say, quote, and this is as of January 25th, 2023, a recent alteration to the popular Producer's Pride chicken feed sold by Tractor Supply Company has caused chickens to stop laying eggs. According to multiple farmer sources, the reduction in egg production has been reported to be much greater than normal, decreased during the winter months, with some farmers reporting that their hens are laying zero eggs. The cause of the reduction in egg production is still unknown, but some suggest the feed's new formulation may have a lower protein content. This news comes at a time when chicken and egg prices have reached historic highs, driven in part by avian flu and inflation under the Brandon administration, end quote. Herman, back to you.
Vincent, I've done a little bit of research, not a lot, and I want to also point out for our liability protection, these allegations are merely allegations. I don't think the station, you or I, are saying this is for sure. It's under investigation at this time. But I'll tell you what I do know. I rotate my feed where it's first in, first out. So all this, and I'll buy pallets at a time so that if everything collapses, I'm good for, gosh, a year or more. But and my biggest problem is spoilage rather than using it. But I'm still working through older feed. But we do mix it, and I've had about 5 chickens die in the past 2 weeks, which is much higher than normal. And some of my birds are older, but I talked to Tractor Supply, and I'm going to be talking to corporate this week. And when they have the chicks come in this year, I'm going to demand 50 new chicks and a complete replacement of my feed. And I want to point out, Dumore is also, along with Producer Pride, the same brand. But what I've been doing just naturally from knowing how to farm, at least a little bit, is switching over to the alfalfa and the goat feed, the sweet feed and the sweet cob and the goat feed. And that's what I'm seeing other chicken, backyard, and home chicken farmers are doing. Your thoughts?
Well, I just called during the break. I just called the Farmers Cooperative, and I asked if they had alfalfa, and they don't have any. And they have mixed grass, but they don't have alfalfa. They have straw, but they don't have alfalfa. So that's not an option for us, and the ground's frozen. There's not enough grass for them to eat. Chickens love to eat. They eat grass. They do. They eat bugs. They eat grass. But in the frozen winter in Missouri, it's not necessarily an option that's viable, meaning the grass isn't growing in the winter, or most grasses aren't growing in the winter. So I don't know. I haven't used goat feed. I haven't used other feeds, but it sounds like something I would certainly investigate. It's a problem. Now, we haven't had any chickens die, but we don't buy Tractor Supply feed. And by the way, Tractor Supply, I believe, is the owner of Orscheln Farm and Ranch, I think it is what it's called. Those guys are the ones who were involved in the scandal with the 303 tractor hydraulic fluid, which I know for sure damaged every piece of equipment on our farm that we put it in. And I, for years, I was talking about how our hydraulic hoses were blowing, how the tractor's hydraulic seals were blowing, how the tractor hydraulic pumps were blowing, how this liquid would foam out of the transmissions, out of the differentials, and it was really not 303 premium hydraulic fluid. It was line flushing fluid from flushing out the lines at the refinery with sludge in it. And so it was a multi-million dollar fraud that Orscheln perpetrated on the farmer. And those are the yellow buckets with the black lids that you all have seen, or the yellow buckets for sure with the different colored lids that you've seen all over farms. And this was this stuff that was sold for $35, $30, $25, and ultimately $20. And the state of Missouri said it's illegal to sell this stuff in the state of Missouri. And we know from one of the employees at Orscheln that they shipped the Missouri supply over to Arkansas so they could unload it to Arkansas farmers. So bottom line is, I think this is Orscheln was bought by Tractor Supply. I believe that's the case. Now, I could be wrong, and please correct me if I'm wrong, class, but I think that is the case. The bottom line is, it looks like it's happening again, except this time it could be happening with feed. Now, I'm not sure. I haven't bought their feed, so I don't know. But I do know that one of our dogs was killed by food. We're in Virginia, and it was toxic. It was toxic dog food. And a lot of people had their animals killed by toxic dog food laced with melamine, which is a Chinese waste product. And what do you do with a waste product? You put it in toothpaste, or you put it in dog food. Fluoride in toothpaste, melamine in dog food. So it's a real problem, Herman. You're absolutely right. And for those of us who are on the ground who are watching these things, we are paying attention. I haven't had it, but I will say that in the winter months, our chickens lay fewer eggs. So, for example, we're getting about 40% of the eggs, maybe 50% of the eggs we normally would get in the warm weather when there's plenty of sun. So we are down, but we're not down to zero, and we're not using TSC food. Back to you.
Yeah, I'd like to direct everyone that's interested to go to thegatewaypundit.com, which probably has the best article on here. And these are some wonderful publishers of information that I've fact-checked constantly. And, you know, they bring up Tractor's Supply CEO Hal Lawton, who's in Nashville, where we have also family. They're aware of this. I've also talked to our local Tractor Supply. They're aware of it. And they're going to remember me at corporate because I was the one that nailed them. And I think you got copied on this with their Drag Time Story Hour event in Texas. You recall that. So they take me very seriously. And I'm probably one of the top three spenders at our local Tractor Supply. So I think I'm going to get some traction here. But if you go, it's a lot deeper than that. If you go behind the scene, you know, there's a conspiracy analysis that, as you notice, egg prices are now anywhere from $7 to $12 a dozen for eggs. And it's an interesting, I'm going to quote from the Tractor Supply article on the Gateway Pundit. Tractor Supply has a board of directors composed of 10 individuals. One of them is Joy Brown, former executive for Vanguard, and we all know Vanguard, BlackRock, and they have an index fund of over $5 trillion under their management. But this also goes over to the Shanghai Cooperative Organization and the World Economic Forum. It's all interrelated, and I think that this is purposely being done to limit food supplies. I don't know if you saw the story on the largest egg production facility in America just burned down, and we've been having a lot of mysterious fires at food processing facilities. So I think this is all part of a greater, and again, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm an analyst like you are, but I think this is part of a greater plan to wipe out the food supply. Your thoughts?
Yes, I am aware of that facility that burned down, and it was heartbreaking. I was talking with Mrs. Finelli last night about that. There were about 100,000 birds in that facility. They're trapped. Now, do I know that they burned to death? I don't know that, but the article was not as complete as I'd like to see. And by the way, class, when I went to school, when I was learning how to write and compose complete thoughts, I was told, include the following: who, what, when, where, why, and how. And sometimes in today's writing, some of those key thoughts are absent. So I don't know. I don't know if it's really 100,000 that were killed or whether none was killed. I don't know that. And I wasn't there. But I have read numerous articles about food processors who have experienced fires. Now, I don't know if it's intentionally set fires. I don't know if it's arson. I don't know. But it sure is mysterious. And I don't really believe in coincidences. A lot of people don't. A lot of people don't believe in coincidences. But you bring up some very valid points, Herman. Why is this happening? You know, at the same time that farmers are being forced to kill their chickens, you know, one chicken gets avian flu and they kill them all. It's amazing. I wouldn't want to do that. And you know, here's an interesting thing. I was picking up a greenhouse, a used greenhouse. There's a guy that was selling a used greenhouse, and just not the covering, just the frame. And so I said, you know, we'll be there to pick it up. My son and I will be there to pick it up. We brought our trailer, and he said, so we asked if there's a place we could turn around. And he said, yeah, but they have a chicken farm, and you don't have any disease on your farm, do you? Because if you do, they're a bioreserve, and you can't turn your trailer around. So these farmers who raise chickens are terrified, absolutely terrified of disease infecting their birds, because they could lose all of them because of a disease that came on a trailer that turned around on their farm. How about that? It's real serious stuff. There are farms that in our area, in Missouri, maybe 30 miles away, that have a fence across, or gates, that say bio-type signs that say, you can't come in here. You can't come in here without prior authorization because of the biohazard that you might bring into their farm and kill their chickens. Isn't that interesting? We don't really have those kind of problems because our animals are free range. They walk all over. They get sunshine. They're not factory chickens. So I'm really worried about the food supply. I'm really worried about these factory animal farms. Hogs, sheep, chickens, cows, meat animals. I'm very concerned about it. Herman, you bring up some very good points. Back to you.
Thank you. So, you know, I'm now with the Saanen goats from Switzerland, and I'm getting them tamed because when they showed up here, they were like, we've been kidnapped. So, you know, it takes a little time. And my two husky sister dogs are just loving the huskies, and my two cattle dogs, too. But I'm going to expand my farm this year, and I'm going to get some fresh chickens. But I'm kind of afraid of introducing new chicks to my old ones, so I'm going to keep them sequestered. And I'll catch you after the break.
Very good. Herman's with us. Herman in Nevada. He's got a wealth of knowledge. He's on top of the news. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC, They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Herman's with us. Herman, I'd like to share something with our class and with you. You've probably heard me talk about it, but I think it bears repeating. So we bought a bunch of Purina brand dog chow. That's standard stuff. It was sold by Sam's Club, 50-pound bag, and I believe it, you got 5 extra pounds. And now if you go to buy the same type of Purina dog chow, it comes in different size bags, much smaller. And I'm thinking about 10% smaller across the board, whether it be a Chinese factory outlet or the feed places like where you might have previously purchased your chicken feed. Bottom line is, one of our dogs, D.B. Cooper, named after D.B. Cooper, the guy who allegedly hijacked an airliner for ransom many years ago, she's having trouble getting up. And so she adopted us, and we adopted her about 15 years ago. She's having trouble getting up. Her rear legs weren't working so well. So what I did was I did two things. I changed her dog food. I gave her mostly eggs, our eggs, with a small amount, maybe 20%, 15% Purina dog chow, and mostly scrambled eggs that I'd scramble, you know, many times a day for her. And I put the PEMF device on her hips, her rear hips. And she's able to get up, walk around, go outside, do what she needs to do, come back in. Absolutely dramatic change. And cod liver oil. So I gave her cod liver oil, less Purina dog chow, a lot of eggs, and PEMF and cod liver oil. Now, because I was making maybe 4 eggs in the morning and 4 scrambled eggs in the evening for the dogs and mixing with their dog food, the Purina Dog Chow. The coats on the German Shepherds and all the other dogs is spectacular. Completely different. From coarse and rough to silky and shiny and smooth. So there's no question in my mind that that change in diet has helped them extremely. Now, the Shepherds don't, and they're about 3 years old now, they don't use the PEMF and they don't need the PEMF. But D.B. Cooper seems to benefit from it, just as Mrs. Finelli and I do. And the change in diet with eggs seems to be, you know, the near-perfect food, or the perfect food, eggs. Seems to work. So what you're saying makes a lot of sense to me. Back to you, Herman.
So while we were on the break, I went and looked up Twitter, and there's a girl. I'm not on Twitter or Twitter, but her handle is the1776. So that's THE1776, public profile. And she stopped getting eggs, everyone reported, from September through Halloween. But she had an escape artist chicken, like we all do, and this one was laying eggs because it was free-ranging. So she let all of her girls go free-range, and now they're laying perfectly. So little tests like that are very simple. I mean, process of elimination. You know, I was laughing because Bill Barr said that they determined Jeffrey Epstein killed himself because there was nobody coming into his cell block. But they never talked about the people that were already in his cell block that could go from cell to cell. So when we do our analysis, we have to really be careful and not just fall for the simple, dumbest gaslighting that we're given by the corporations. But I'm going to change my chicken's diet. And I was talking about my dogs, my cattle dogs and Shepherd and Huskies, and their coats are so much more luxurious. And the Huskies, I mean, they look like wild wolves. Their winter coats are just amazing. But I concur with you that the eggs are making the dogs fur better. And I feed my dogs a brand called 4Health. And I always check the labels, like we were talking the other day with Kathy about. I check to see what's the first content. If it's corn, it's not what you want. You want the first content, which Kathy brought up and was correct, is the first content is the maximum a percentage of what it contains. But I'm going to do a lot of research now on how to modify the diet for the chickens.
Very well. And if you'll stay with us, I'd like to talk about the scenario that you described with the 1776 compared with your experience, compared with our experience with the eggs, the lack of eggs,
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The Memphis, Tennessee police video released Friday evening showing motorist Tyree Nichols being beaten by 5 police officers has opened the debate on police reform at the federal level.
I still think you want to keep this at the state and local level. This is a law enforcement issue.
House Judiciary Chairperson Republican Representative Jim Jordan on Meet the Press goes on to say laws will not stop pure evil that we witnessed.
Well, I don't know that there's any law that can stop that evil that we saw that is just, I mean, just difficult to watch.
As government-caused inflation is hurting all Americans, House Democrats have proposed legislation that would give more than 2 million federal workers an 8.7% pay raise in 2024. This is after they already gave themselves a 4.6% pay raise this year. Democrats claim it's necessary because they suffered through the Trump administration. The bill's sponsor is Representative Jerry Connolly, Democrat from Virginia. Lance Pry, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Water today is hot.
Water. Oh God, you're
take my
when you go
to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, we're talking about chickens. We're talking about chicken feed and eggs and chickens dying, and here's what I take out of what Herman and I've been talking about. So this person who 1776 found out that free range is the way to go. Chickens seem to thrive free range. At our farm, Natural Farms, our chickens are free range. Now at night, you know, I call them, and they come running, and I put them to bed. And pretty much they know that when it's just beginning to get dark, it's time to go into their house. And their house is protected from predators. A predator cannot get through these very, very strong hoops of welded wire. They can't get through it. and, you know, 2 inches by, let's say, 4 inches in opening, roughly. So the predators can't get through it. Chickens are protected. Predators can't seem to dig under it. There's a door. It's a wood door. So the chickens are protected at night, but during the day, they're running around and scratching and looking for bugs and worms and eating grass, and we give them chicken feed as well. But we haven't had any non-normal reduction in egg production. So it's working fine for us. But then again, we don't buy the feed that we've been talking about, which, according to the internet, Tractor Supply allegedly has had a change in the ingredients. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know if it has had a change in ingredients. I'm not bashing Tractor Supply yet because I haven't had firsthand experience with them. But I certainly have had firsthand experience with Orscheln's tractor hydraulic fluid, which destroyed our equipment. And it's a known fact that they committed fraud. I mean, you can look up Orscheln fraud, and you'll find it, or tractor hydraulic fluid fraud. You'll find what I'm talking about. It's a multi-million dollar fraud. So it seems like the companies today and in the past have perpetrated fraud in order to unfairly gain revenue. And the little people pay for this. And many, many of us are sick of being hoodwinked. So, Herman, it sounds to me like the free-range solution, the way the birds really want to live, is the way for them to be healthy, but you have to give them supplement with healthy feed if there's not enough feed. Is that what you're saying? I mean, are we not in agreement with this?
Yes, and it's more than that. I have a lot of really interesting weeds all over my property, and you know, I'll take 100 ton of organic compost from the Ponderosa Dairy. Comes in on a 58-foot triple axle tractor trailer with a conveyor belt on it, and they'll put a pile in my driveway, you know, 8 feet tall, and then I'll wheelbarrow that out and spread it all over my property. So my weeds even have tremendous growth, and they're still growing right now in the dead of winter. So I'll go over and not pull it out by the root, but just chop it off at the top and feed that to the chickens too. But I think
all right, so Herman, I've got a comment.
Yeah.
So you use a wheelbarrow. I'm allergic to work. I really am. So what I did was I found a used salt spreader, you know, the kind that the highway department would spread salt on the roads. So this is like kind of like a dump truck sort of, but it has a big hopper on it. It's an International 4700 V8 diesel truck. And it's a pretty big truck, 5-speed, and it has duals on the back. So it's got 4 tires in the back. 4 drive tires, and it has a hydraulically operated spreader and a conveyor belt. So at the bottom of this hopper, it has a conveyor belt that takes whatever I want to spread, and it distributes it like a salt spreader would on the road. So it throws it, oh, let's say, 15 feet on either side, maybe a 30-foot path as we drive through the field with this. And we use it for spreading lime on our field. Why? Because no one seems to want to spread lime on a field in our village in Missouri. So lime, there's plenty of lime out here. There's Springfield, and there's Mansfield, and there's Levin, and 3 quarries. They all have lime, some better than others, but no one wants to go and deliver lime, you know, from the quarry and bring it and dump it on the farm or spread it on the farm. And we've been waiting for years and years and years. We're on a list, but the list doesn't go anywhere. So being on a list is like a wish, and it just doesn't happen around here. So we bought, for $5,000, we bought a used salt spreader, and that's what we use. Have you considered doing that or renting one of these buggies that you pull with a farm tractor that spreads fertilizer?
Yes. You have hundreds of acres. I have less than 2. So the one thing that I use is a much smaller version of that, and it's called a seed spreader. But in my case, I need the exercise to get out there with a wheelbarrow with my farm hand and to do it. And we just get a snow shovel and kind of just dust the whole property. But if I had a property your size, I would do exactly what you did. And
okay.
Go ahead.
I wanted to mention something else. So you talk about storing feed. What we do is we bought, I don't know, maybe 30, 40, 50 barrels. And these are steel barrels with a removable lid. The entire lid is removable. So there's a quick snap clamp ring that you put the lid on, and then you put this hoop, if you will, or this ring around the top of the barrel, and it will snap in place and seal the lid on the barrel. Now, initially, when these were used for food, syrup, actually, syrup from dates from Africa. And so these are epoxy-lined barrels, food grade, and companies would buy this date syrup from Africa in 55-gallon barrels and then decant it into smaller, you know, 4, 8, 16-ounce bottles and then sell it. So we bought a bunch of these barrels. They were $13 a piece, which was really kind of nice. And we washed them out, sterilized them, and then we keep dog food in them. And we keep cat food in them, and we keep chicken grains in them, and we keep steel automobile parts, you know, water pumps and, you know, parts, shock absorbers and things for recycling. And we have some that we use for oil changes, and we change oil in vehicles. We put that in actually plastic barrels with non-removable lids with two-inch bungs, and we store the used engine oil. So we use these 55-gallon barrels for everything, and it really works well because, for number one, air can exchange a little bit because the gaskets are one-use gaskets, and once we get the barrels, the gaskets are no good on the sealing ring. But it's really great because mice can't get into these barrels, water can't get into these barrels. It really, really works well for storage of feed for animals. It really, really does. So I suggest you consider getting some of these while you can, class. But there's a problem with them. And if you keep them outside, rain will collect on the top of the lid. And it's a problem that's, how do you get this water off? So what I do is I take, like, an old bath towel, and or an old washcloth, and I just put it in the water on the lid, let it hang over the side of the barrel, and capillary action will drain the water right off the lid all by itself. And I just take the same towels and move them from barrel to barrel for the ones that are outside. The ones that are inside the barn, I don't have to worry about that. So that's a real problem when you have rain and snow and ice. It's an easy, easy way to keep the barrels from staying wet and rusting through the top. Herman, your thoughts?
Yeah, what I did was I went and bought HDX six-tier shelving, the more expensive stuff that is like you'll see in a commercial restaurant, and each shelf holds up to 850 pounds. And I stack my 50 or 40-pound bags on those up off the ground so air can circulate, and then I have them in a semi-temperature controlled house I built that I haven't finished building yet. But remember, I'm on a much smaller scale than you are, and one of my problems is a lot of times my dog food, for example, I have to rotate it out before it goes rancid and goes bad. Now, Tractor Supply in the past has been very good about exchanging that. But one thing I'd like to remind people, when you go buy any of these bags of dog food, chicken feed, any of the canned food, look at the expiration date, because the other trick that they're playing on us is they're selling us stuff that's either almost ready to have the best use by date expire. And a lot of times, whether it's canned food or feed or medication or anything, it can go much longer than the use by date. But if they're selling stuff that is going to expire or has already expired within a month or so, then you need to tell the store that the best by date is not acceptable. Your thoughts?
I agree. And it's not only that. It's if you go to buy these button batteries, like for a key fob for a vehicle that has a, you push the button to unlock the doors, or a key fob that is required for the engine to start, and those started showing up around the mid-90s, so they've been around for a while. If you go to eBay and you decide you're going to buy like a 10-pack of these 2032 or 2025 size button batteries, check the expiration date before you buy them. So you might find that some are really, really low in price, and then some are twice the price. But the expiration date on the ones that are twice the price might be 2030, whereas the very low price ones might be 2023. So you're absolutely right, and you need to check that on lots and lots of products. By the way, Herman, have you noticed that pasta has been going bad before the expiration date or before the best use-by date? I'm talking about bugs growing in pasta. Have you seen that?
Okay, so I haven't, but I'm about to do a commercial freezer to do freezing of all those type of sundries and products so that if there's anything in there, it can kill it, because I did have an infestation of weevils in a pallet of scratch, which I don't think it was Producer Pride. It was another one. But, you know, it's almost overwhelming, Vincent, to be able to know all of this and take care of all of this. And the gal whose store sold me the pallet of scratch went out of business because she was doing this to everybody. And she said, oh, don't worry, they'll die. And me being a relatively new farmer with chickens, this was 5-6 years ago, I noticed they did die, but that's because they all laid eggs. But listen, I want to talk about one more thing after the break that I think is really important and get your take on it, and it's the Tyree Nichols murder. I have some suggestions and some thoughts.
Yeah, let's talk about that. It's an outrage. An outrage that, how'd this happen? How did this happen? I mean, I saw the video of this this man allegedly pulled over for some automobile violation or thought.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Just as a quick update, it's so cold here in Missouri at our farm that we have infrared lights in the chicken house. We've got three of them running right now to keep the chickens at 45 degrees or so. I don't want them to die in class. So if you have chickens, they can't take temperatures that you don't like. If you think that you're going to freeze outside, they're going to freeze outside. So, you know, I don't want that to happen to any of our animals. So we provide extra feed and we check our animals and make sure they've got, you know, we haven't penned them into an area where they can't get protection from the elements, whether it be the sun, the rain, the snow, the hail, the ice, the freezing temperatures. We do everything we can to give them enough feed and enough clean water so that they have the best chance of thriving. That's what we do. Herman Tyree Nichols.
Yeah, Roots, I'm going to just throw out some information. Please, class, take this down. There is a fabulous YouTube channel. There are so few left on YouTube, but it's called Audit the Audit. And it is a fabulous group of people who review and analyze police interactions. Audit the Audit on YouTube. And everything I'm going to say now is not legal advice. We don't give legal advice, medical advice. And like Vincent says, don't believe anything we say. You have to go do your own research. But Audit the Audit, I found, is just remarkable because they grade every police interaction where people could have done a better job, and both on the civilian side. And one of the things I see, the number one problem, and I've had a lot of interactions with law enforcement over the years, is law enforcement is improperly trained, and they have a thing called qualified immunity, which means a lot of them cannot be held personally responsible, which means your county or town or state or whatever law enforcement agency has to pay the bill, which is you and me and Vincent, the taxpayers. So the thing I see that most people don't do right from the civilian side is they resist. They question everything rather than simply being polite. And the number one thing I see certain groups of people do is run from the police. The second you run from the police, it's like a cattle dog chasing a squirrel. And then the police, where they have such poor training because their emotions kick in, there are multiple officers yelling different commands that are in conflict with one another. One's yelling, lay down. The other's yelling, put your hands behind your back. So it's very confusing. You'll see that in the Tyrone Nichols event. So it's a matter of training on both sides. But one of the things that I think is really important, especially in places where, like where I am, where we have open carry, where we can carry our own firearm, is if you are carrying a firearm, how to identify to the officer so that they know that you're not a threat to them. And then finally, the backup is the USCCA, the concealed carry insurance, I think is a very good investment for people that carry frequently. It provides liability insurance above and beyond your homeowners. Your thoughts?
Yes, I do have some thoughts. Improper training, qualified immunity. Now, one of the things that counties are really concerned about is insurance. So if they keep getting sued and the awards turn out to be large sums of currency, the insurance companies can decline to insure the county government. Keep that in mind, class, so that... That's one of the things that can take down a county government. Second thing is culture. Corporate culture, whether you believe that police departments are corporations or not, corporate culture starts at the top. It doesn't come from the bottom up. So when you see things like these beatings happening, it is either ignored by the top, condoned by the top, or authorized by the top. Those are my opinions. So I have a feeling that, you know, when you look at the low-ranking employees, patrol people, for example, in the police departments, they are either authorized to do these things, encouraged to do these things, trained to do these things, or the top management looks away and allows it to continue. So it really starts from the top. So when you look at a city in decline, like New York City, it starts at the top. Now, mayors inherit the city on day one, but they can start fixing it on day one as well, or day two. But do they? So if you look at New York City, you look at Chicago, you look at Los Angeles, you look at the various cities that are in decline, it's because top management allows things to happen that they shouldn't, at least in a normal, good-functioning society. So as far as Tyrone Nichols, the breaking news is that a sixth Memphis police officer has been relieved of duty regarding the death beating of Tyrone Nichols. And according to the news I'm reading, dailymail.co.uk, that the Memphis, Tennessee DA, district attorney, can't rule out more charges against officers at the scene. So there may be more officers involved. There may be more charges, but we cannot allow the beatings to death of the villagers by the police department where they gang up and pummel people to death. Really, for a traffic stop? But I agree, don't run from the police. And when I get stopped, I don't get stopped anymore because I don't go anywhere anymore, but I would put my hands crossways across the steering wheel and I'd say, I'm armed. I got a .45 right in my side. That's the first thing I'd tell them. And they say, I don't care about that. Herman, thank you so much for calling in.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.